In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Resurrection. And the Feast of the Resurrection is not like any other feast. Actually, this is the cornerstone of our belief. As St. Paul said, if Christ was not risen, then our faith is futile. And then our preaching is empty. And then we have nothing, actually, to believe at. If Christ is not risen, there is no Christianity. Knowing this, all of the trials to oppose Christianity and try to demolish it was targeting this point, the resurrection of the Lord Christ. Lately, we saw this movie. It was done to say that they found the bones of Jesus somewhere in Jerusalem in one of the tombs. This is not something new. It has been all the time trying to tackle the cornerstone of our belief, which is the resurrection of the Lord Christ. Now we will be answering this question. And actually, we will keep on answering over and over and over. If all of us, we do not know how to respond to this, how we have to have answer in our hearts, then we have a problem in our belief. The question is the Christian experience real, or is it all in my mind? Is something real, something genuine, something from God, or this is something we just imagined? As now everybody says, explaining anything, it is nothing but saying that the resurrection was not true, or like he did not die. All of these things that we keep on hearing over and over, all targeting the cornerstone of Christianity, which is the resurrection of Christ. First of all, let us answer this question about our belief, our religion, from the intellectual point of view. St. Paul, when he was presented before King Agrippa, he asked him, is it something, why it is unbelievable that we think that there is no resurrection from the dead? Actually, science cannot rule out the possibility of the resurrection, simply because the science actually only handles the things that has pattern. Resurrection is something very unique. It happened with the Lord, it happened to him, something that cannot be studied, but it's not repeated. It didn't happen with any person. Except the Lord Christ. That's why if God exists, then he can do anything. He can raise the people from the dead. Science cannot rule it out because this was a unique phenomenon. Christ himself was unique in everything, in his life, in his teaching, his personality, his sinlessness, and identity as the very Son of God. It's actually unbelievable that he should be also unique in his resurrection. Why we find it difficult when he tells us, or the scripture tells us, and we learn about him, that he was risen from the dead. So on the intellectual level, there is nothing that we can say by science, he cannot rise from the dead. We cannot say this, we cannot rule it out, because as we said, this is a unique phenomenon. It didn't happen except with him, that one with his own free will can rise from the dead. Coming to the second evidence, which is the biblical evidence. St. Paul, in the same presentation before King Agrippa, he asked him, do you believe in the prophets? What is the meaning of this? If we believe in the prophets and the prophecies about the coming Messiah, then we have to acknowledge that Christianity is true. There was a man, his name is Peter Stone. This man, he worked on the 600 of his assistants in the studying the probability that all of the prophecies that came in the Old Testament, if it is to fit someone except Christ, the probability is almost impossible. There is no way a person can live again and have all of these prophecies taking place in his life. If we really study the Old Testament, if we really know what the prophets did, then the resurrection was something very much expected. If we believe in the prophets, we have to believe that the Lord Christ was risen from the dead. So the second evidence is studying the prophets, studying what came in the Old Testament. The third evidence is the historical evidence. The events actually of Christ's death, as St. Paul said in the same presentation, it did not take place it is not done in a corner. This was not something done and hidden and nobody knew about it, and then few people came to say that, you know something, the man that we told you about, he rose from the dead. This was like a public information. Everyone was aware of. Everyone in Jerusalem at that time witnessed that this man was crucified, he was buried, and then on the Easter's morning, there was no person in the tomb. All over Jerusalem, the Christians have proclaimed his life, death, and resurrection. If the people would like to refute this belief, they simply can go and say, here is his tomb, the man is laid here inside. And that's it, this is the end of the story. It wouldn't survive more than a few days from those people claim, but it didn't happen. Why it didn't happen? Because this was real. It was not done in a corner. It is not done and known only by few people. If there was no resurrection, how can we explain the empty tomb or the foundation of the church? Those 12 lay people was able to come with a church that still exists till now. How they can come with a lie or hallucination or illusion that can survive all of these years based on one single fact that Christ was risen from the dead? How can we explain the conversion of St. Paul? This man was against Christianity. If we said that the disciples conspired, and actually there is no way they can do this, how any person would make a lie and believe it and go and die for it? If we said so, what about St. Paul, who started his life persecuting the Christians, and then he was converted and he became a preacher, preaching that Christ is risen to all the people? How can we explain all of these? The historical evidence proves that Christ was risen from the dead. Everything that happened was known by everyone. Even the Jewish people, when they were trying to refute the resurrection, they said what? The disciples stole the body. They acknowledged in this that there was no one in the body, the empty in the tomb. The tomb was empty. And this is for us is also something that a true evidence that he was raised from the dead. And last but not least, the personal evidence. What the Lord Jesus Christ brought to all of us, I'm quoting a Christian author called Lytton Ford. He said this: Jesus Christ has given us purpose and meaning in a world that is empty and without direction. He has given us power to do right in a society going through a profound moral power failure. He has given us the solution to the guilty problem with his forgiveness purchased at the cross. He has given us a family with God as our Father and other Christians as our brothers and sisters in a world that is increasingly lonely. If this man brought to us all of this, no one ever was successful to bring to us all of these. No one ever was able to change lives while he was alive, while even after his resurrection and his ascension to heaven. He still till now can convert people, can meet with them and change their hearts. If this man was able to do all of this, how can we come today and say that he is dead or they found his bones somewhere in Jerusalem? The Feast of the Resurrection is the feast of our belief, of the feast of the Christianity. We have to be sure of this. Knowing that Christ is risen from the dead is the foundation of our belief, is also our hope that God is going to raise all of us. He was the first fruit, and then we will be, because we believe in him, we will be also risen with him and glorified with him as well. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.